County Board Member Art Asadorian. Art, if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You have a quorum right now. Mr. Chapman needs to sign in. Mr. Chapman, would you sign in for us?
Yes, ma'am. I would be delighted to.
Erica, could you sign in?
Before I ask for approval of the minutes, I'd like to announce that I'd like to invite the outgoing members of the County Board to attend our next meeting on December 19th so that we can formally recognize your service to the county. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the October 17th meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We do have some awards this evening, and I'd like to begin first with, let me move over to the other other location. Okay. I'd like to invite Kellen Mazzanelli to come forward. And I'd also like to invite anyone from Edwardsville, county board members from Edwardsville, if you would like to step forward. And this is, and we do have Edwardsville Township Supervisor Fred Schulte along here with us also. And I will say that yesterday I was in Springfield, and Madison County received 3 hometown awards out of 23 awarded across the state. So really quite an amazing thing for our county. One of them is Kellen. So this is a resolution honoring Kellen Mazzanelli as an Illinois Governor's Hometown Award Project winner. Whereas Kellen Mazzanelli received recognition during the Illinois Governor's Hometown Award, and whereas Kellen's wish was to provide healthy futures for children with disabilities, a safe place to play, and whereas Kellen's health has kept him from participating in most childhood activities, and whereas the Make-A-Wish Foundation granted Kellen's request for a wheelchair accessible swing, and whereas his project gathered community support and it raised $13,000 on Kellen's 10th birthday to put toward the installation of the swing, and whereas there is now an inclusive swing in the Junior Service Club Boundless Playground in Edwardsville Township Park, and whereas Kellen can now swing in the playground, as can other children with disabilities for a long time to come. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Kellen Mazzanelli for his project being named a 2018 Illinois Governor's Hometown Award winner, adopted this 21st of November 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Watch that boy grow up.
I would now like to ask Catherine Housewright and her parents to come forward. We have a resolution tonight honoring Catherine Housewright as an Illinois Governor's Hometown Award Project winner in achieving the Girl Scout Gold Award. Whereas Catherine Housewright of St. Jacob received recognition, and I'd like to ask a county board member, Dalton, if you're okay from St. Jacob. Very good. Whereas Catherine was honored, Catherine Housewright of St. Jacob received recognition for her community service and volunteerism. And whereas Catherine was honored as an Illinois Governor's Hometown Award Project winner in education for her beautification of Triad Middle School Student Courtyard Project, and whereas Catherine painted the United States flag and preamble to the Constitution in vivid colors in the courtyard that was built during the 1960s, and whereas she encouraged others to act alongside her by sharing her progress on social media, and whereas Catherine also earned her Girl Scout Gold Award, which is the highest award a Girl Scout can receive for the project, and whereas one of the major objectives in the Girl Scouting program is to develop citizenship through community involvement, and whereas as a member of Troop 958, she has not only proven herself to be an outstanding member of the Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois, but has achieved the ultimate recognition. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Catherine Housewright for her efforts and congratulates her for becoming a 2018 Illinois Governor's Hometown Award winner in achieving the Girl Scout Gold Award, adopted this 21st day of November 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Mackenzie Kaiser is not here tonight, and so and she is actually not here because she has joined the Marines, and so that's why she's not here. She got another award, and then we have another speaker, but she's not here. So we're going to go to the speakers. Is Mr. Stephen Jellin here?
No,
Mr. Stephen Jellin is not here. Is Mr. Stephen Hansen here? Mr. Hansen, if you could come forward. We have 3 minutes for the speech, and we will not start the 3 minutes until you begin speaking. And then I sound the gavel at the 2.5 minute mark to let you know that you've got 30 more seconds. So we'll start the clock whenever you begin.
Thank you. My name is Steve Hansen. I'm a member of the Madison County Historical Society Board of Directors, and I'm here to speak about the budget reduction for 2019. Having worked for a large public governmental entity myself, I recognize that difficult decisions must be made when faced with a budget reduction. I also understand, however, that in a budget like that of Madison County of approximately $140 million, there is flexibility and room to make adjustments. The current budget proposal for 2019 calls for approximately an $80,000 reduction in the museum budget. This cut is our 30% reduction of the museum's budget. And let me remind you of some of the consequences. First is a reduction of staff. Second is a reduction in hours of operation. Third is services to the public. And fourth is a reduction in our ability to preserve documents and artifacts. I have a few simple observations I'd like to share with you, once again based upon my experience in working with a public governmental entity. $80,000 is a relatively small amount of money in a budget of $140 million. my math is correct, that's 0.08% of your budget. We all understand that in a budget of $140 million, there's sufficient flexibility to absorb an $80,000 cut without severely damaging any one of your departments. There are 33 departments in the Madison County government. If that $80,000 was evenly split, it'd be about $2,400 per department. A 30% reduction for the museum without sufficient time for us to make an adjustment and make rational cuts is very difficult and will be very disruptive to this department. I would like to conclude by asking you that if you must reduce the museum budget, that you consider two things. First, reducing the museum budget proportionately to that of the other 32 departments. And second, phase in budget reductions over the next 12 months so the museum can plan and implement more efficiently its fiscal adjustments. I'd also like to conclude by saying that the current budget of about $275,000 represents approximately a dollar per year for the citizens of Madison County, not a dollar a day, not a dollar a week or a dollar a month, but a dollar a day. And I think they get a really good bang for their buck. Thank you.
Thank you. You should also, Mr. Hansen, feel free to deposit that speech with the county clerk if you would like. Is Norma Asadorian here? Ms. Asadorian, if you could come forward. Please don't rush. And again, you have 3 minutes to speak, and I'll sound the gavel at the 2.5-minute mark.
Thank you. My name is Norma Asadorian. I am on the board of directors of the Madison County Historical Society, and I am chairperson of the Interpretive and Exhibits Committee, which is designing the new exhibits for the Madison County Historical Museum. Over the last year, the Madison County Historical Society began with its own funds an extensive privately funded multi-million dollar renovation to the 1836 warehouse, which has been the Madison County Historical Museum since 1964. Under the leadership of the Madison County Historical Society, the renovation of the museum will create a modern 21st century museum featuring technologically innovative hands-on and interactive exhibits which will tell the story of the history of Madison County. To date, over $550,000 in studies, repairs, and renovations have already been made to the museum, paid for from the Society's own funds and private donations. Allow me to describe to you the vision for the new museum. The interior of the museum will use modern technology integrated with traditional exhibits to tell the story of Madison County through participatory, thought-provoking, and engaging displays. The exhibits will contain in 8 large galleries and 2 smaller hallway galleries using artifacts donated to the Madison County Historical Society over the 97 years it has been tasked with preserving the history of Madison County. The overall theme for the new museum is Madison County, Crossroads of America. Madison County is at the intersection of the National Road, the confluence of 3 great rivers, the convergence of the nation's railroad and highway systems, including Route 66, which attracts visitors from all over the world. In addition, Madison County's unique history has been an important part of the history of America, making it also a crossroads of people, from Native Americans to immigrants who came here from every corner of the world. The new museum will reflect the theme of Madison County as a crossroads, with permanent exhibits about our Native American heritage, the formation and settling of Madison County and its many municipalities, the rise of businesses and industries with their links to the water, rail, and road systems of Madison County, the role of labor, the stories of slavery and abolition, immigration, domestic home life, and the contributions of individuals to our history, as well as changing exhibits on special topics. The new exhibit cases will be designed so that artifacts can be changed periodically, keeping the exhibits fresh and interesting for repeat visitors, while maintaining the major themes of history being illustrated. The Madison County Historical Society already annually provides 5 historic talks to the public, and staff and board members regularly give presentations to schools and community groups. With a renovated museum, tours and enhanced educational opportunities will be available. Plans also include providing pre-tour and follow-up lesson materials and workshops for teachers and other specialized groups. Overall, the renovated museum will offer an experience designed to appeal to visitors of all ages with varying technological abilities and historical interests.
And again, you can feel free to deposit that or with Madam Clerk. Okay. Thank you. Proceeding on to the appointments, I'm pulling the first appointment, and I would entertain a motion to appoint Tom Velosky to the Emergency Telephone System Board to a 4-year term, replacing Vince Martinez, whose term has expired.
So moved.
So moved.
We have a second. Question. All in favor?
Question. Did Vince resign from the board, or did
no.
he? He didn't. Okay, thank you.
I spoke to Vince today. He had no idea that he wasn't going to be reappointed. However, he was okay with giving it up. He said his time is very busy as the chief of the fire department in Granite City, and he was okay with not being replaced. He would have liked a phone call, though.
Very good. Thank you.
So if I can have that clear, Mr. Parkinson, he's okay with being polled, but he doesn't really want to, or how what did he say exactly?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Mr. Martinez, did he say that he is okay with being polled or would prefer not to be? I just want to get a flavor on that.
No, I did speak to him about an hour ago, and he had no idea that he was being pulled from this board. However, he told me that he was okay with it because he is extremely busy right now running the fire department in Granite City.
Well, if he's extremely busy, I understand that, and I wouldn't want to vote him in if that's not what he wanted.
No, Vince is the outgoing. Tom Velosky is
right.
The...
But I would add that I think for consideration, I'm on the board myself, it's made up of 7 members, 4 of which have police backgrounds. There's 2 police chiefs, a police captain, a police dispatcher, and a member at large, just a citizen from Madison County, and a board member myself. And Mr. Martinez, I thought that he added some value in that he was a fire captain, an active duty fire captain. So I thought he brought a different perspective to ETSB that I found value in as I sit next to him. So I just think that's something we should consider, too, the fact that we would be putting another. It looks like the gentleman, as qualified as he may be, is also has a police background, as a police chief, retired, that we're kind of loading the board up with a lot of police perspective without a fire chief emergency services perspective, too. So that's something that I'm weighing.
That's a point.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Very, very good point. You should have members from different services serving on that, EMS, fire, and police. Very helpful to that. But I think the fact that he didn't get a phone call is disturbing.
Any additional discussion?
I think I'm going to vote for this appointment given the conversation that Mr. Parkinson had with Mr. Martinez. But as a member of the board, I think I would prefer, Mr. Chairman, if someone was not going to be reappointed, that they received a courtesy call, because otherwise it just appears that Phil Chapman and others are just voting somebody off, and we don't bother to call them and thank them for their job. Nor do we remind them that their term is coming up and discuss with them the reasons that we're thinking of changing somebody. So I'm going to support your appointment, but I think we could do this in a more, courteous and gentle way with people.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
I would entertain a motion to appoint Sharon Sherrill to the Madison County Zoning Board of Appeals to a 5-year term, replacing Michael Campbell, who has resigned. Any discussion? Yes. Okay. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Chairman, can I ask a question on the appointments?
Yes.
Can you explain why appointment number 1 was pulled?
I decided to. So if we can move on to Susan Converse. Teacher of the Year. If I could backtrack to the awards. And I would like to invite Superintendent, Regional Superintendent Robert Diver to come forward. Yes.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, it is my distinct honor tonight to introduce to you the 2019 Illinois Teacher of the Year. Ms. Converse is one of 128,999 licensed teachers in Illinois, and she's the Teacher of the Year. She stands among approximately 3,500 licensed teachers in Madison County. She is a teacher at Edwardsville High School, where she teaches special education. She's been there the past 23 years. She began an exemplary program in which students with disabilities run a student-run coffee and pastry shop called the Tiger Den. I have visited this, and it is an amazing educational accomplishment. It was her efforts that led her to this great recognition, and I am so proud to be the regional superintendent in a county where I've experienced two state teachers of the year, Annis Brave and now Susan Converse, during the time I've been regional superintendent, and Susan's just outstanding. So without any further ado of myself, I'd like to have Chairman Kurt Prenzler read the proclamation for Susan.
Thank you, Dr. Diber. This is especially meaningful in that I have two children, one senior and one sophomore at Edwardsville High School. So, resolution honoring Susan Converse as Illinois Teacher of the Year. Whereas, Susan Converse is named the Illinois Teacher of the Year for her excellence in teaching at Edwardsville High School. And whereas, Susan Converse entered her teaching career following an assignment on the education beat as a journalist. And whereas Susan Converse, who holds a Bachelor of Science in Journalism and a Master of Science in Educational Leadership, has taught special education students at Edwardsville High School for the past 23 years. And whereas she started a student-run coffee and pastry shop at Edwardsville High School called the Tiger Den, and those students with disabilities carry out all aspects of the operations under her guidance. And whereas Susan Converse's dedication to her students' success does not end when she leaves the classroom, and she assists them with putting together resumes and preparing for job interviews. And whereas she believes that teachers play a critical role in preparing students to become responsible and positive contributors to the community of citizens, consumers, employees, and employers. Whereas recently Susan Converse was chosen from 8 finalists across the state of Illinois as Illinois Teacher of the Year. And whereas the Madison County Board and the Regional Office of Education appreciate Susan Converse's commitment to the education of the students at Edwardsville High School. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Susan Converse for her efforts and congratulates her for being named the 2019 Illinois Teacher of the Year, adopted this 21st day of November 2018. Kurt Prenzler, Chairman, and Dr. Diber, Regional Superintendent, Madison County Board. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Chairman Prenzler, Dr. Diber, thank you so much for inviting me this evening and presenting me with this honor. In addition to being named Teacher of the Year, I now have an official plaque, the first one that will go in my office. I'd like to introduce my husband, Tim Converse, who is also a special educator. He works at Roxana High School, and to be truthful, he started a coffee shop 3 years before I did. So I was able to watch him navigate those first 3 years and avoid some of the challenges. So I've depended on him for a number of things. Thank you. As Dr. Diber said, I teach special education at Edwardsville High School. I've been there for the last 3 years, and although I've loved every position I've held in the school district, this is probably my favorite position, because the students I work with who have intellectual disabilities and autism are truly grateful for the opportunity to be working, which we are running a fully functional coffee shop. I think Chairman Presler's sons have been, do you have a son and a daughter? They probably have been customers at the coffee shop. It's very popular. It's given them a position of power, control, being needed, and it's allowed me to push them a little farther than I think they even knew they could be pushed. I've had nothing but support from everyone involved, from the administration at the building level to the district level to the staff at Edwardsville High School is fully supportive of us, and the great students at Edwardsville High School who already, to me, showed a remarkable amount of acceptance of others' differences. But it's nice to see my students being accepted in an authentic environment and working side by side along those without disabilities. My future goal, right now I have no plans to leave what I'm doing because I love it, but really the need remains for the community outside the school to pick up where the schools leave off. When these students exit, they will still require the amount of support that they receive on the job at school. All of them are employable in some sense, and I'm hoping to develop something outside the school system when I am ready to retire and continue their success because they deserve it. Thank you very much.
If we can invite the Edwardsville School District Erie County Board members to come forward for a photograph.
Congratulations. One more time. Okay.
Congratulations. I'd like to invite County Board Member Madison to bring in the items from the one item from the Facilities Management Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Facilities Management Committee offers one resolution. I offer the holiday resolution for 2019 and move for its adoption.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Ms. Champoli, would you please bring in the items on behalf of the Finance and Government Operations Committee?
Yes, Chairman, fellow board members. I will be... Does anyone want me to, I'm sure you want me to separate out the budget, and would you like me to do the levy ordinance separate also? Okay. So I will bring in 1 through 6. I will do the replacement tax also, and we will, for now. So the summary of reports and claims and transfers. Number 2 is an immediate emergency appropriation 2018 Health Department Local Health Preparedness Grant. Number 3 is an immediate emergency appropriation 2018 enhancements representing of the Child GAL grant. Number 4 is an immediate emergency appropriation 2019 for the Child Protection Data Courts grant. Number 5 is the immediate emergency appropriation 2018 Alton's Women's Homes Association grant for the CAC. Number 6 is the immediate emergency appropriation 2018 Friends of the CAC grant. I will also bring in number 9, which is the FY 2019 replacement tax allocation for the amount of $2,887,045 that was voted on and passed by all of the committee members. Can I have a motion?
I have a second. And this, just to clarify, this is items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9. Is that correct?
Yes.
Motion to approve 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9.
Second.
Second.
Yes, sir. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Okay, to bring in number 7.
Ms. Harris, could I get you to confirm?
Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, if you could please bring in the fiscal year 2019 budget summary.
I want to bring in the FY 2019 budget summary that was passed by all the committee members unanimously. Just for a moment, I would like to say in the last 2 years, the committee has put in countless hours as administration on the budget, and I wanted to thank all my committee members. I also wanted to thank 4 others individually. They went above and beyond. That would be Eric Decker, Jennifer Zolser, Mike Parkinson, and David Michaels. Yes. This is in the last 2 years, and hopefully this year, we will bring the budget forward, and it will be voted on by both parties. So, any questions?
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
What are we going to do about Historical Society? Is there any way that we can get money back into their budget? I feel like they were cut off at the knees. You know, no previous notice. Everything just happened all within the last 2-3 months. In speaking to some of the board members, they had no idea this hit was going to be coming. And if there's a way that we can get money back into their budget, we need to. I mean, this is a vital part of our county.
Ms. Champoli?
Yes, for everyone. I know there were several that were hit pretty hard. There was Animal Control, and the History Museum was both decreased. The History Museum, we are looking at in December when we reallocate money. I hope whoever takes over finance and the rest of the finance committee make sure that you can reappropriate the money to help shore them up, knowing that it is probably only for 1 year and that they will have to find other means and creative ways to fulfill their budget.
A follow-up comment. That almost sounds like there's a hit job on the Historical Society. I mean, you hope that they can find other ways of coming up with money. You know, this is not the way our county operates. History has been a major part of our county. And without history, we can't learn what went right and what went wrong. And to just slash their budget and say, hopefully, in December, we come back with some more money. And starting next year, they can try and figure out how they're going to fund themselves. Come on. What are we doing here? This isn't right.
Thank you, Mr. Madison.
Ms. Champoli, quick question for you. Back in 2015's budget, do you recall, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. No, I'm not. I know you and I used to be on the committee together. It seemed that the budget used to be much lower. And do you recall approximately the area in which that budget fell every year back around 2014-15? Annual budget.
Do you believe, Mary, do you know the answer?
Off the top of my head, I believe that the budget 2015 was approximately $220,000. I'm going off the top of my head. I'm sorry. I know that last year it was higher, but not that we can't see that the issue was much lower than last year.
And We've also been spending a very large amount of money on the building, correct? Okay. Very good.
Yes, thank Mr. you. Chapman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. To address Mr. Asadorian's concerns about this aspect of the budget only, museum spokespeople did come and talk to us and address us about their concerns concerning the budget. It was unanimous not to restore any money. It was bipartisan. Not to be dispassionate, but we were not convinced. And there is only so much money. And the budget reflects essential services. And in bipartisan fashion, we felt we could not restore money, having listened to them. With all due respect, sir.
Any other discussion? Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I think there has been some ongoing discussions between people on the board as to areas that have been funded that maybe we can make some adjustments later on, being like in the near future, that we may be able to look at trying to help them in some fashion.
Well,
along with animal control, but those are things that, I mean, with the money that we have, it's virtually impossible right now. I mean, I went through this budget with a fine-tooth comb, and it's very, very tough right now to find an extra dollar for anything.
I would hope that that we can find some resolve to this and issue some more dollars into their pocket to keep that going and to keep participating in the museum. And I think that we all remember the pay raises that people got when they came on board, and some of that money could have been placed towards other areas, including the museum and animal control. Thank you.
Any additional discussion?
Yeah, Mr.
Chairman. Mr. McCray.
Yeah, I guess my concern in the budget is that we allocated two positions in the assessor's office contingent upon Alton Township dissolving and and the county having to take on the assessment responsibilities for Alton Township. Alton, I think to the surprise of many of us, they decided to keep their township government in place. Even though they're coterminous. And so in my view, we budgeted for two positions in the assessor's office that I think we could reallocate that money for those into other places where we did cut. Mr. Parkinson mentioned animal control. We're eliminating a position there. We could probably fund that, and we eliminated another position in IT. And I think by reallocating the money budgeted for those two positions, we could retain people that are already employed by the town, by the county. I understand there's other alternatives and other discussion, but I would make it clear tonight, at least from my perspective, that we shouldn't hire anybody in the assessor's office until we have this worked out. And how we work it out, if people have ideas, we can do it tonight. We can kick the ball down the road a little bit, but I would like a thorough explanation as to why we would need anybody, additional staff in the assessor's office before those people are hired. So that's my
thank you. Mr. Chapman?
To address the portion of the assessor's budget only, as I am tax cycle chairman and have some knowledge of this, Mr. McCray is correct. I think it would be a mistake to think that taking both those positions is a panacea that's going to correct what other departments think are their budgetary shortfalls. I don't think there's enough money there, frankly. In addition, one of those positions was a tech position, that could be needed in the assessor's office to ensure that taxing across geographical districts is equal or even, so that no one district really pays a higher proportion of the tax than another. So I am in agreement with you that we need to carefully consider what to do with those positions. I don't feel able to do that tonight in this venue, but I agree with those who say, without using the pejorative term, kicking the can down the road, but I would say focus on that and try to do figure that out in the next 60 days would probably be something we could do.
Yes. Mr. Parkinson?
I've been involved in that conversation as well in the tax cycle committee, and I don't think that Mr. McRae is completely wrong here. The two positions that we talked about for the assessor's office, there was a lot of discussion on whether they were needed or not unless Alton came in, and they didn't. Godfrey did. We were already doing a big chunk of Godfrey's. However, we did change the ordinance in Madison County where anybody that we do assessments for are now paying 100% of that bill. There is some logic here and some theory that the projections are around $96,000 of income for that, which actually probably could offset about one of those positions at about $55,000 to come pretty close to funding one of those positions itself. So I think there is some caution to be given to Mr. Dauterman as far as the hiring goes at this point. But I would encourage us to pass the budget and then seriously take a look at that and work together to try to figure out what we can do with any of that extra money if there is any.
Any additional discussion? Mr. Michael?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question. I agree with Mr. McRae, and I also understand Mr. Parkinson's points. The only question I have is from a structural standpoint of the budget regarding its balance or not. If we were banking on receiving revenue from Alton in order to fund a position, and we know that they are not going to be paying us for that position, yet we leave the position in, structurally, is it still balanced, is my question. And I need either the county administrator or the auditor's office to give us a clarification on that.
Oh, I think that's a great question. I don't know if Jennifer has the answer for us. I'd assume.
Could you speak up, please?
Is that a new revenue stream? Is that a new?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Tom, it was something that we did on this county board. It started in the tax cycle committee. We noticed that there were inefficiencies in the way that the assessments were being done in agencies that weren't doing their own assessments, and they were only paying for a portion of those, and the rest of the taxpayers in Madison County were having to pick up the bill for that. We've changed that on this board. I believe you actually voted in favor of it to charge them 100% of what it cost us to do that. That's where that revenue stream's coming from.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I mean, is that a new? Is it $95,000 in addition to?
Yes.
What we? Okay. Like I said, my only thing is I want to tap the brakes on hiring anybody until we have it completely worked out, because. There's something about this. I mean, I believe that Alton Township had five people doing that assessment work, and we were saying we could do it with two people. Now we're saying we still need one of those just for general principles, and which means we could have been doing Alton Township's work with one person. I'm not finished, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, sir. I was going to answer your question.
So that whole thing doesn't really make sense to me. And if we have 95, it could be that we have $95,000 coming in that is just a profit, for lack of a better term. And once we hire people, they're around for a long, long time. And it isn't just salaries; it's IMRF and it's health insurance and it's like I said, we have two people. We know at least they're going to be cut full time. We have one in IT and one in animal control that are present employees. I think we have to be respectful of that too.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Mr. McRae that we need to be very careful with these positions. I don't really see that tech position as being a total windfall for the assessor's office. It was originally cut by the Alan Dunston administration before an election. The assessor was told it would be refilled. Then following the election, it was not refilled. And so there's already been a cut. And so you could look at it as a restoration of a position that had already been cut that is necessary or essential for good operation. However, I have been in discussion with Mr. Dauterman, who's aware of the issue, and of course he's willing to work with us, and he says he has absolutely no desire nor any plan to fill that position immediately. So he was anticipating your concern. There is at this time there's no plan to fill that position immediately. None. Either one.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Yes, Ms. Harris?
In the early stages of the budget, there was a vehicle that was included for the coroner, then it was removed, and I believe it's back in this. Can someone shed any light on the history of that, of why is it back? Was it deemed necessary, trying to look to save people over things?
Ms. Champoli?
I think it was never, in the beginning, it was overlooked. I don't think it was taken out of the budget. So therefore, I understand the concern with us losing people. I think that's something you could evaluate, but I think their need is there. But that also can be looked at in December. If you also choose to reevaluate that.
Thank you. Any additional discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Mr. Wesley?
Unless I've missed it, I don't believe Mr. Michael got his question answered.
Well, I think a clarification would just be, is $95,000 roughly in projected revenues still stands? Do we still believe that, even with Alton choosing not to dissolve? If we're confident in that, then I think we're confident we can move forward with a structurally balanced budget.
Yes, that is in the budget.
Okay. If we're confident in that, then...
Any additional discussion? Hearing none? Yes, Ms. Harris.
I was adding the numbers today of the tax line items with our ordinance for the determining the amount of the tax levy.
That would be now.
Want me to wait?
No, go ahead.
And they are not, they're close, but they are not equal. I want for clarification to make sure that we are passing something that is equal to or less than what we've had as a levy in the past and not in addition. Would that be accurate or inaccurate? Because the numbers were a little bit off on the paper that I had.
For the levy.
The total amount levied right now we have as $30,768. $30,768,921.
Correct.
And that is an increase or not?
I think Mr. Gray had brought this to the county board's attention. I think we discussed it with John, and I think we came to a conclusion. Maybe Mr. Gray can explain what needs to happen.
Mr. Gray, go ahead.
I agree with you, Ms. Harris. 2017's budget looks like we were asking for $30,766,427.35. This year we're asking for $30,768,921 for a difference of $2,493.65. So I don't know if we make the motion.
Can we hear from Jennifer on that? Well, I think the county board members are concerned about having the dollar amount higher than last year's, and I think that's a valid concern that we should definitely look at. And, Mr. Gray, thank you for bringing that to everyone's attention, and Erica as well.
And that was brought up in committee that we were just slightly higher, $2,000.
No, it wasn't.
I do believe it was discussed. Or it was and you are correct. I'm sorry. It was when it was asked that the $70,000 be figured out at the end, and Jennifer was called at the end to help redo the numbers, I do believe always the amount of the levy was still always $2,000 difference. It was not discussed, but I do believe it was always there. But again, it wasn't significant enough. It wasn't a 1% or a 0.5% or a 10% increase.
It's a 0%, correct?
It's a 0% increase.
We have an amendment on the levy.
But that's the levy. And we are on the budget at this moment.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I don't want to trip over a banana peel of $2,000 in a budget of this size. My concern was is that the revenues, anticipated revenues, would equal the cost of running the government. And I think we've done a pretty darn good job of doing this. And we spent a lot of hard work to get there, and a lot of people have cut things that they really didn't want to cut to reach these figures. I have to be frank that, yes, it may appear we're going to spend $2,000 more, maybe. This, to me, frankly, is not a major cause of concern, because I think we also anticipate that our revenues, although the levy will remain the same, and I'm one person who really fought for that, the levy will not go up 1.5%. The levy will remain the same, and we will be able to pay our bills.
Mr. Chairman, I think the discussion is that the levy is $2,000 plus more this year, and I think to have the levy be the same, we would need an amendment to the levy resolution. I do realize on business we're on the budget portion of that, but when we get to the levy, I think an amendment would be needed to reduce the levy by that amount to make it a levy the same year to year. I think, and if everyone understands that, I think that's where we're at.
So we're on the budget now.
We're on the budget.
We're on the budget.
Okay,
now.
So I'd like to.
Any additional discussion on the budget before we go to the levy? Yes, Mr. Gray.
In order, if for some reason a motion was made to reduce this year's fiscal budget by that $2,493 amount, will we have to make an amendment to this budget in order for it to be balanced, or are the two separate? Can you vote on the levy and then not affect the budget? I would imagine you'd have to reduce the.
Could you speak into the microphone, please?
Yes. For this year's fiscal budget, would we have to reduce the amount that we're taxing by $2,493.65 while we vote on the budget in order for that to match in the levy if that motion was made there?
Mr. Chairman, if the money's not there, you have to reduce something, yes.
Right.
That the budget would have to be reduced to reflect
right. The
actual levy.
Could I hear from Rick Fasten on this issue?
Well, Rick, and you guys have done a good job, and I appreciate the job Jennifer's done. It's on the levy, the property tax levy. That's the portion that I think the county board members are talking about. To your question, David, about or Mr. Gray, about the budget, yeah, the revenues fluctuate. $2,000 on the budget side is not very significant. But as far as to be exactly correct on the levy side, if you want to match last year's levy, you'll have to reduce the levy by whatever the numbers are. It's around $2,500.
You mean the levy in dollar amount?
In dollar amount, Mr. Chapman,
because
absolutely.
That was not our understanding when we passed this budget on the Finance Committee. We all knew that there was going to be higher revenues based on the previous levy. And in fact, we fought for that against the administration that wanted us to raise the entire levy 1.5%.
Mr. Chapman, thank you. Mr. Walters?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, or Lisa, I know that on the judiciary there was a bill passed up in Springfield for fees for lawsuits and things like that, which will make Madison County will do a lot better than what we were doing with what they were doing. But that won't begin until July 1 of next year. Was that additional revenue at all considered, or are we just going off of what the law is now?
We are going at, over after what the law is now.
So we will have a lot of revenue coming in, a lot more yes. revenue coming in from them, which will easily make up $2,000.
Yes. Ms. Gorman, would you like to?
No, I agree with Rick. It's a 0% increase.
Any additional discussion on the budget? Hearing none, roll call. No, we had a motion on this.
Okay. 400,000.
But not here. Yeah.
Mr. Michael, can I get you to confirm?
Come on. That's what it's doing.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, would you please bring in the fiscal year 2019 levy ordinance?
Yes. Chairman and fellow board members, the FY 2019 levy ordinance is the dollar amount will be $37,768,921,000 as it is listed. Did I miss it? Did I say 30,000? 30,768,921,000 dollars.
Not thousand, dollars.
Dollars. Thousand, dollars. Sorry.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
And if I could just make a brief statement.
You have a second.
We do have a second.
Yeah. We have a second. So I just want to give an overview. This was a very difficult budget. We worked very hard. I know we are $2,000 off. We were at 1.5% increase and then worked due diligently and asked many departments to make cuts and come back and do things, whatever they could to help us get to a 0%. Again, it is a 0%, and I understand it's $2,000 more. That is up to you all if you'd like to make a motion. But I just want to give you, since this is my last meeting, I want to thank everyone for finance, but I want to give you just a heads up. As this budget was difficult and levy, in 2020, it will be difficult to achieve a 0% increase. For the levy. It will be due to, of course, increase in costs, increase in salaries, increase in benefits, some are contractual. We also have a jail project that we will have to pay for and fund. Just to give you an example of the difficulties with this budget here, for example, we depleted the Social Security Fund by deficit spending, causing us to decrease the mental health and highway department funds. We also decreased animal control, affected the museum. The health department is in deficit spending. The animal control and health department have presented possible solutions. Those are to increase fees, which I know some of you think is a tax, but I also know we have voted for salaries and benefits increases and allowed new positions to be created, which is also a tax. In the overview, in the last year, we have increased facilities and buildings maintenance, greatly needed. We have helped the Sheriff's Department, the public defender, but we also need to ensure the health and wellness of Madison County. There is an opiate crisis out there, and that will help, will tax our health services. Anyway, that's just a little overview for those that will be taking over, that it will be very difficult.
Thank you. Any additional discussion?
Chairman.
Yes, Mr. McRae.
Yeah, at least in my view, in the Finance Committee, we were explicit in that there was to be no levy increase. So whether it's a penny or, I mean, if we were going to increase the levy, we could have captured additional, because the AV of the county went up, we could have captured additional funds. We chose not to do that. It's kind of like being, you know, you're either pregnant or you're not. And an increase is an increase. I'm not voting for a levy increase.
Do we have a motion?
Well, my increase would be, my amendment would be to decrease the levy by $2,500.
Can we get the exact number?
Yes, can we get, would you like to get the exact number or? Yes, Mr. Gray.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the tax levy from $30,768,921 to $30,766,421 for a total reduction of $2,500.
Do you want to take that from the general fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Motion to amend. Any discussion on the motion to amend?
I'd like to hear from Mr. Fasson on that and what effect that's going to have.
Mr. Fasson? I will just say that the referendum reduced the maximum rate on general fund from 0.25 to 0.20. We're not approaching 0.20.
We're below that. Yeah.
We're not approaching that. We're actually. Well, we're not approaching 0.20.
We would have been with Doug's less. Budget.
I just want to make that clear. So we're under. The county board has decided to move forward at a rate under 0.20 voluntarily.
Right.
That's what's going on here. Right. Now, we do have a motion, Mr. Gray's motion, which is seconded. Any further discussion on that?
Would you read the motion, please, so we're all clear?
Mr. Gray, would you please repeat the motion? Oh, Madam Clerk, would you please repeat the motion?
It went too fast for
the
numbers.
Mr. Gray.
I have to defer.
Yes, I would like to make a motion to amend the tax levy from $30,768,921 to $30,766,421.
And to take the difference from the general fund?
Correct.
And
clarify, that will be part of the motion. The reduction comes from the general fund?
Yes.
And so the motion is to move it from zero to zero. Okay. Just checking.
Well, you know what? I mean, let's be honest, guys. We said no. We were explicit in the Finance Committee. No levy increase. We were explicit in that. And I trusted people. So I won't be fooled again. And so, find out that at the last minute that it – because I – you know –
Tom, it's a 0% increase.
No, well, Mike, what? No, it's gonna. You're gonna say the Republicans raised the tax levy.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
What you're gonna
oh,
say.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's what you're gonna say.
And, Mr. Chairman,
you know, oh my God! Wow.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman.
Could,
Mike,
thank you,
Mr.
We saved you from the budget
Mr. Parkinson,
that Doug brought you,
Mr. Parkinson. Mr. Assadorian has the floor.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. What does this actually come out to per household?
Jesus.
This $2,500. What? Pennies, if it's even a full cent per household, does it come out to?
What's their money?
You know, that we're having this major discussion on lowering something $2,500 of a $140 million budget. What does that come out to per household?
It comes out to us not raising taxpayers.
Excuse me, Mr. Madison, Mr. Parkinson.
Tom, I want to tell you this, that the countless hours that were put into fixing this budget to ensure that there wasn't a tax increase to the public and that this budget was balanced, for you to come back and tell me over $2,000 that I didn't catch it, Tom, sorry, all the millions that we worked with and all the budgets that we fixed and the amount of people that we got to give money back, I'm sorry, I missed $2,000. All right? It's a 0% increase, Tom. That's what it was. Don't accuse me of playing political games with the budget. I absolutely did not. I spent more time on this budget than anybody else other than Lisa.
If we could get the discussion back to the point, to the amendment on
politics
the floor.
Politics is ridiculous in this scenario.
Any additional discussion?
I'm offended by you.
Any additional discussion? This is, again, we have the this
good luck
is a,
with
an
his
amendment
budget
to reduce
year.
The levy by $2,500. Is that correct? Even. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, would you please bring in the resolutions authorizing settlement of the workers' comp claim and a resolution authorizing settlement.
Now, wait a minute. Did we vote on the budget yet? Yes. We just did the amendment now.
The levy.
Wait a minute. Point of order.
I'm sorry. I'm running ahead. Now we have the amendment. The amendment passed, and so we're voting on the levy. Any discussion? Any further discussion on the levy? Excuse me. Hearing none. Roll call on the levy as amended.
I hit the wrong button. And
motion carries. Ms. Champoli, if you could please bring in the additional resolutions.
Mr. Chairman, I was going to ask if you wanted 10 and 11 to be brought in later at the end, may due to the fact that they may want to go into closed session.
That's okay.
If no one wants to go into closed session, I think we can move forward.
Okay.
All the work I did, that's what I think.
Resolution 10, number 10 is a resolution authorizing the settlement of workers' compensation file number, claim file number 17-050. The next one is a resolution authorizing the settlement for self-funded liability program file number 15-43-010.
Any discussion?
Need a second.
We have a second?
And these pass unanimously.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Mr. Jones, on behalf of the grants.
Mr. Chapman.
Sorry.
Motion carries.
Mr. Jones, on behalf of the grants committee, if you could please bring in the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members.
Make sure.
I'd like to bring forward a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the Morrow Public Water District. It's for $350,000, I believe.
Need a 3% second.
Rate for 7 years.
We need a second.
We have it?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Parkinson.
Sorry, I'm still mad at
motion,
Tom.
Motion carries.
Motion carries.
Holiday season, Mike.
Mr. Jones, on behalf of the Grants Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee, would you please bring in the resolution?
I'd like to bring forward a resolution awarding bids for the LIHEAP Emergency Furnace HVAC contractors.
You have a second, Chairman.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Malone, would you please bring in the items for on behalf of the Health Department Committee?
Not on that committee, Mr. President.
Okay. We thought, okay. Okay. Ms. Champoli, would you like to bring in the items on the Health Department Committee?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I would like to bring in the activities report and then an ordinance amending Chapter 55, Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance. Any questions?
We have a second, Chairman.
Yes. I have a question.
We have a second. Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Yeah, are these new fees reflecting the previous increase that we voted for and then was changed because somebody personally was having to pay more out of their pocket? Or are these the old fees?
These are the old fees. It was a great discussion that this would be revisited. I did not vote for it. I'm in favor of the old resolution with some changes made to the fees. This is what was decided on and passed, and I hope it will be reviewed and possibly amended later.
I would hope so, too, because the adjustment we made before, 2 months ago, I believe it was a safe and fair adjustment for everyone concerned, and it's a shame, especially since we're arguing over $2,500, that we can't raise our fees a little bit.
Thank you. Mr. Madison?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to just take this time to thank the Health Department for addressing my concerns, going back through the ordinance and using strike-through for items that were deleted and underlying text for items that were added, showing the new fee structure, what the old fee structure was, and then accommodating several board members that attended the committee meeting this past week and having a meaningful discussion to where we could come to an agreement for this meeting. I appreciate them taking the time out of their schedules to go back through that for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would simply like to point out that the health board looked at figures from a different perspective, and there were additional facts and figures that were brought to the health board that led to a bipartisan conclusion that it would be best to relook the fees. In particularly, it seemed like fees from Category 1 or Moms and Pops / Family Restaurants were being used to shore up the budget of health. And many of the members thought that was inappropriate because for a number of years, fees and other revenue streams have increased the bank account, as it were, of the health department. It has only been recently that they were running slightly in arrears. And I think it was the thought of many people that it should not be the family restaurants that save the day for the health department, but that those fees need to be relooked at in depth. And so I'm very grateful to the health department for listening to the concerns of myself. Mr. McRae was there. Mr. Madison was there. Mr. Michael was there. And Mr. Wesley was there, and you showed us great respect. Thank you very much.
Ms. Harris was there, too.
And Ms. Harris was there. I'm sorry. I thought she might have been a member of the committee. I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Minner.
This was definitely not bipartisan. The health committee was totally ignored. The health department worked on this thing for 2 or 3 months. They came up. They thought they were getting out ahead of the problem. Maybe the fees were higher than some people thought they were, but we are a toothless tiger. The health department is a toothless tiger because we had 5 Republicans there that said no, and they did not consider anything that the health department came up with.
Mr. Chairman, I want to respond. That's a complete lie.
Idiot.
Doc Holliday is the chairman of that, and he's a Democrat. How can you even say that?
Because the
chair is a Democrat. He controlled the discussion.
The
he called on people.
The majority.
Mr. Potter, I don't vote on that committee. None of us vote on
you
that.
You will on this when he comes here. As far as I'm concerned, you should have reclused yourself.
recluse.
This came out of Highland.
What?
Why would... believe you
this
mean...
This came out of Highland.
With the exception, I believe, of Ms. Champoli, everybody
Chapman,
voted
please.
Yes.
I believe
you know why you should have recused yourself.
Mr. Minner, do you have any additional comments? Or?
No.
Okay. Any additional discussion from anyone who has not spoken yet on this issue? Is everyone clear on what they're voting on?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Goggin, on behalf of the Information Technology Committee, would you please bring in the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I have one resolution for you this evening. Resolution to award contract for the purchase of ExaGrid backup expansion for the Madison County IT Department. I move to adopt.
Second.
We have a second?
Yes.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Motion carries.
Mr. Walters, on behalf of the Judiciary Committee, would you please bring in the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, we have two resolutions. A resolution to purchase for professional services medical care at the Madison County Jail. A resolution to purchase off-site services for case file document imaging for the Madison County Circuit Clerk Department. And these were passed unanimously, and I so move.
Need a second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Mr. Wesley?
Mr. Chapman, sorry. I need you to finish your voting.
I'll try again. Thank you.
Motion carries. Mr. Wesley, on behalf of the Personnel Committee, could you please bring in the resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Personnel and Labor Relations Committee has one resolution to bring forward today. It's a resolution establishing a post-employment health plan under the Policeman's Benevolent Labor Committee collective bargaining agreement for the Madison County Sheriff's Department. It was passed unanimously out of committee, and I make a motion for its approval.
We have a second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, could you please bring the resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the property trustee resolution unanimously approved by the Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, November 14th, 2008 is before you for your approval. I move it.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Oh, Phil.
Ms. Champoli?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Mr. McCray, on behalf of the Transportation Committee, if you could please bring in the resolutions.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Transportation Committee has four items for your consideration tonight. One is an agreement funding resolution with the Wanda Road Resurfacing Project in Madison County. We have an agreement for preliminary engineering services for Ingickley Bridge in Olive Township. We have a supplemental agreement for preliminary engineering services in Airport Road Improvement in Godfrey. And we have a resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code. And these were approved unanimously by the Transportation Committee. I would move for their approval.
We have a second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Minner, can I get you to finish your voting?
Motion carries. Mr. McCray, on behalf of the Transportation Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee, if you could please bring in the resolutions.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have two items for consideration. We have a resolution to purchase two new single-axle dump trucks with stainless steel hopper spreader with pre-wet system and a hydraulic broom for the Madison County Highway Department. And we have a resolution to purchase one new 150-horsepower wheel loader for the Madison County Health Department, or I'm sorry, Highway Department. And these were unanimously approved by the Transportation Committee. I'm going to make a motion for their approval.
We do have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Since we passed the resolutions regarding the settlements.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Motion carries. Since we passed the resolutions regarding the workers' comp claim and the settlements, there's no need to go into executive session. Any new business? I've already done that. Any old business? Yes, Mr.
Walters? Yeah, Mr. Chairman. I was not here at the last meeting, unfortunately, but I do want to take this time publicly to thank the our Madison County Sheriff's Office, the Alton Police Department, our State's Attorney's Office, and our judicial system over here. Torp Williams, I was elected with him the first time I ran, and he was my wife's uncle. So we're very pleased that they were able to do it in such a quick fashion to arrest the individual and to have this person behind bars. And I know Mr. Gibbons and his department worked really hard, and the bond is set, so this hopefully this gentleman will not see the light of day ever again. But I just wanted to thank you very much for their hard work.
Any additional new business? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Yes, Ms. Harris?
If you wouldn't mind, things got a little heated tonight, and I'd just like to address that. I want to remind everyone, we are a deliberative body, and in deliberations, there is going to be some push and pull. We all care, which is why we are here and why things get emotional. But I think when we lose sight of the fact that we are sitting next to a person that cares, that maybe their opinion is not the same as ours, it is still valuable. It is still, they've come to that conclusion through their own experiences. And I think when we start tearing one another down, we are in really dangerous territory. And it makes me sad. It makes me scared for us as a deliberative body that we would then not be able to share our opinions. So that's just something that I wanted to remind everyone tonight to look to your left, to look to your right, in front of you and behind you. And we are all here for really the big picture is that our county matters to us and we care about people. And so when we get angry, I hope that we can remember that. I hope we can remember that the person next to us, even if their opinion is not the same as ours, is valuable.
Thank you, Ms. Harris.
I thought I did a good job. I didn't get upset tonight, did I?
Eric, I would. First. Any a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Malone, any second? Second?
I was just going to say I would like to echo Ms. Harris's comments. And I do want to say a special thank you to Mike Parkinson because he has been a big help. And even I didn't mean anything personal toward you tonight.
Well, Tom, let me tell you this.
If we could, direct apologies to each other after the meeting. We do have a motion to adjourn.
I just think that he has been a valuable,
everyone,
he's not a member
thank
of
you.
The Finance Committee, and I appreciate
it.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.